So hello all, and welcome. It is I, the Realist Philosopher, and this is the Realist Philosopher Show. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine and well. I'm doing okay, I'm doing all right. Could be better, could be worse, so I guess I'm middling. So what's happening? What's happening? What's shaking? What's going on, people? What with my work dropping off a cliff? Have some more energy now. Obviously, because I'm not devoting it to work, because there is very little of it that is available. So I decided to hop on and make this video. So I wanted to update those of you out there in the know and who care about my current health status and what I'm doing proactively to improve my health. Because I recently did post a fundraiser trying to raise money to get myself out of this very expensive apartment, this temporary housing that I'm in. Well, it's supposed to be temporary, but I've been here for like 7 months. I just paid for another 2 weeks because I got no choice. Kind of in a limbo situation because with my medical bills destroying my credit, I can't rent a standard, normal, yearly lease type apartment, which would be a lot less rent. And so I'm kind of stuck where I am. At least for the moment, my only real option is to get, well, my only real option is either to stay here, which I can't really afford to do in the long term, or get an RV, fix it up myself, since I have the mechanical, the engineering, the contracting, the construction know-how to do so. And so that's what the fundraiser is for, but I want you all to know that this wasn't something I entered into lightly. Trying to raise funds, wanted to raise funds. It's actually the last thing I want to do. Me asking anybody for help is very difficult for me. I have a lot of pride, a lot of ego. I do have a choice. I could not do the fundraiser and then potentially, very likely, end up on the street, homeless, which would probably kill me. Considering that would limit my ability to work, and if I can't work, can't get my needed medication, plus the extreme conditions of living in such conditions, at my current health status, no. So that's why I started the fundraiser, but I do want you all to know where I am and what steps I'm actually taking to improve my health, because I've explored and am exploring every single possibility there is out there. So, for those of you who don't know, I suffer from an autoimmune disorder. I'm not going to get into it again. So, I'm on a carnivore diet. So, any carnivore diet is very macronutrient rich, very nutrient rich in general. It's the diet you should all be on. You want to improve your health. You want to improve your energy levels. Go carnivore. Believe me, you won't regret it. But a lot of people out there, sugar addicts, they're carb addicts, even though your body can produce all the glycogen you need, synthesize it from the fats and proteins from a carnivore diet, but most people don't know that. And, so they love their diabetes-inducing high-carb diets that vilify cholesterol and fat, saturated fat in particular. Oh, it's so bad for you. It's so evil. Ooh, only eat one egg a day. Nonsense. I eat 6 eggs a day. Get out of here with your fat, protein, cholesterol, fear-mongering. So I'm on that kind of diet. So I don't take in any real plant materials. They're very anti-nutrient, very inflammatory. Doing my research, I found out that... I've been researching everything I possibly can to try and improve my health. And besides the orthodox medications, my doctor has me on for my heart, my kidneys, that got all messed up when I was sick. I've just been trying to live a healthy lifestyle, get as much sleep as possible, listen to my body. But the past 3 months, I've made virtually no progress physically. The amount I'm able to work before I'm zoning out, getting the tunnel vision, getting the peripheral fog that shrinks my vision down to a little teacup size tunnel of vision to where I can't focus or do much of anything hasn't really improved very much. The amount of time that I can focus and concentrate and just do any kind of labor, even if it's very simple stuff, It's very limited, hasn't improved much. So I said to myself, I got to start exploring more esoteric, less conventional methodologies to improve my health. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck in this limbo forever. And hey, even exploring less orthodox treatments may not help, but it could hurt. But what else have I got to do? Kind of stuck here. So I did research, and I found out, this is number one thing I started focusing on. It's not even been 3 weeks. I'm in the third week. Cacao. Not chocolate. Because when you think of chocolate, you think of sweet. But I'm talking about 100% cacao chocolate. When you ingest 40 grams of that a day, it can, I get this, and I didn't even know this. But it's not surprising, because when I think about it, I've heard about interviews of people, old people, people that are like Guinness World Record holders that lived to be like 115 years old. I remember some French broad, she lived to be like 112, and she's like, I ate me chocolate every day. It's like, huh, it's interesting. And now I remember that, and I'm like, huh, 100% pure cacao can double. Now, this is the thing. Double the amount of stem cells your body creates. And not just create, but double the amount of stem cells that are disseminated throughout your body and bioavailable, readily available for your body to use for regeneration purposes. I was like, what? Cacao? Now, sweetened chocolate, milk chocolate can also help to a certain extent, but you have to eat a lot more of it because it's cut with so many other ingredients and the sugar and all that. But 100% pure cacao, because of polyphenols and some other stuff in it, is the best single, at least that I could find by itself, readily available product that will increase your stem cell creation. Again, not just how many stem cells your body creates, but also are readily available for use. And I guess it makes sense. Bone marrow creates stem cells, and creating stem cells is a pretty high high maintenance, high... I guess it's very taxing. It's a high energy production, a difficult undertaking. So you need some kind of outside... exogenous something. But anyway, I was shocked. I was like, I gotta start eating the cacao, man. So I started buying 100% cacao, and you get it in the baking section of the supermarket. This is week three. You won't really see results until 8 weeks. But this is the third week. And then I started, so I'm on that. On that cacao protocol, baby, more than 40 grams, by the way. But that's just because whenever I get hungry, because I am on a bit of a reduced calorie diet, because during the early period of my illness, for many months there, I couldn't do anything. And I was scarfing down a ton of stuff. And so I put on a lot of weight. So I'm getting my weight down for my cardiovascular health to take it easier on my heart. Because that's the main thing right now that is holding me back. Well, it's not the only thing. I mean, my whole entire system was damaged by the illness. But my heart in particular. So I'm going to get that back down to the weight I was. I'm about 10 pounds away from being around where I was before the illness. That'll take further strain off my heart. Allow it in the long run to heal better. The stem cells will help a lot. I mean... even if it doesn't double the amount, it's going to increase the amount quite a bit. And so I wasn't really taking anything that was geared toward doing so before that. Now, there's some other substances I found that to a lesser extent, but combinatively, can also contribute to producing more stem cells, but I don't want to take those until I'm off the other stuff that I'm taking. Now, there's another substance I found. And it begins with Ivor, and I'm not going to say any more of it, because if I say any more of it, well, you know. But it's supposedly for equines. Supposedly it's a gelatinous substance, maybe a paste, pasty stuff? But, oh, it's not for people. Okay. That's all I want to say. And I found it. I already had it in mind. I'm thinking, okay. I did some research. Now, for those of you who are in the know and know about me and my history, I spent 14 years overseas in China. And so when I started looking at myself and my physical progress and where I am in my journey of recovering from my illness and how lackluster my recovery has been of late, I thought to myself, you know, I spent 14 years in China where the food and health and safety regulations are practically non-existent, eating like a native. Gee, I wonder if I got any possible, you know, parasites, little buggers, little, you know, passengers along for my journey through life in my system. And so I started researching and I looked into certain substances and I found the stuff, the IVA something. And I was like, wait a second. This stuff is very useful, right? It's not only useful for killing any little passengers you might have on board, but it's also useful for inducing cellular, dumping cellular regeneration. Essentially dumping the garbage. It's very useful also for initiating cellular regeneration via recycling and dumping old cells. So essentially, it's very good for initiating your body recycling and getting rid of old, damaged cellular matter. Well, hey, I just went through a, you know, near-death experience that damaged my entire system. What are the odds that there's a whole bunch of cellular refuse floating around in my system that hasn't been expelled yet? And this stuff, pasty substance, in addition to killing little, ride-along passengers, also helps with that. Okay, so I started doing my research, discovered the optimal doses for single dose, and chopped that down to a fraction of that for longer-term dosing. So I've been doing that for a week. How do I feel? It's too soon to say because there are some side effects that I did research, and I'm not going to know until I'm 100% off the medication for the stuff. It's not medication. It's just stuff. And, of course, it's not anything I would take for humans. it's like that stuff. And haven't really been, off that enough, long enough to know. I'm not off it yet, but we'll see. Then after that, there's another substance, Fenny Benny. For those of you in the know, you'll figure out what this is. It also serves a similar purpose. But in addition to getting rid of a bunch of different ride-along passengers that ain't supposed to be there, it also helps in the targeting of a foreign matter, matter that shouldn't be there in your system by your immune system for removal. And it's showing promise in treating cancer and such. And you won't hear about this because, chemotherapy is so profitable. But anyway, I'm going to start on a protocol of that after I finish the IV stuff that's similar to a substance that you're not supposed to take. Wink, wink. But anyway, and then once I finish that, there's another substance. It's called methylene something that is a certain color. Not my eye color, the color of a certain, blonde-haired group of individuals back during a certain war where Jews weren't liked too well. And the color of this methylene substance, methylene blank, insert a certain eye color, is supposed to be great for cellular regeneration. Although you'll hear mixed reviews online. And that'll be the substance I take after the Fenbeni stuff, which is coming next in another week after I finish the IV stuff. And I'll still be on the chocolate. And then once I finish that, I'm going to get on a bunch of other stuff that is good for encouraging the production and dissemination of more stem cells. But I don't want to take all this stuff at once. Because if I do that, not only will I not know what it is and is not helping, but they could interact with one another, and I don't want that. It's already proving difficult enough taking this stuff. And I had to do a lot of research, and it's find out it's not interacting with the medication I'm on currently. Whew. But it's tough because of the toxic side effects. And I guess the timing's good because I have less work now, so I have a little more energy. So I can actually handle the side effects, but only just barely. But anyhow, that's where I'm in my current health journey. If you'd like to know a little bit more, because I've done a ton of research, so that maybe you don't have to, you can feel free to contact me at therealistphilosopher067@gmail.com. That is therealistphilosopher067@gmail.com. I used to have a specific email for my website, but my website's been gone a couple years now, and that email, I got rid of it because I got to pay for it and tell with that. So therealistphilosopher67@gmail.com. So anyway, if you want to help me in my recovery and getting an RV so I can get off grid, lower my expenses quite a bit, make it through this seasonal downturn that I'm experiencing right now, which is essentially doing work that is the only work I found that I can do, and even that's difficult, please visit the link below, check out my GoFundMe, and consider making a donation. I could really use your help, guys. And if you want to know more about the IV stuff, the, you know, pasty stuff, or the Fen/bit of de ben ben stuff, or anything else, or the methylene stuff, contact me. I've done a heck of a lot of research, and I can maybe help you out and point you in the right direction. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.